This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Kedra Daniels back, the Assistant Director and Curator for the Ruth Funk Center and Textile Museum. Uncommon Threads is coming up the 1st of March. Tell us all about it.
Yes, Uncommon Threads is our annual symposium, and this year's theme is fashion and footwear. Our event will be March 2nd and 3rd. Our presenting sponsor is Nita Grisham. This year, we're really excited to have Elizabeth Semmelheck. She is senior curator of the Bata Shoe Museum in Toronto. We're really excited because Elizabeth actually was recently named Fashion Magazine's one of their top five game-changing fashion curators. She's been featured in numerous fashion magazines and television programs, and she's just really an awesome curator and is really interesting some of her research and exhibitions that she's developed there.
Two events as part of the Uncommon Threads event. So tell us how people can get involved.
Yes, well, we have two events. Our Thursday night event is a free lecture that'll be here in the Gleason Performing Arts Center. And that is called Out of the Box, The Rise of Sneaker Culture. So Elizabeth will be presenting a lecture, and that is based on an exhibition that's currently touring the U.S. called Out of the Box, The Rise of Sneaker Culture. And it's specifically looking at the history of sneakers and how they were developed beginning in the late 19th century, and how now the symbol that we associate with hip-hop culture, with sports, developed, and the cultural impact that sneakers have now in America versus when they first developed at the end of the 19th century. And it's really interesting because the Bata Shoe Museum developed this exhibition, and the Bata Museum as a whole is a really fascinating museum. They have over 13,000 shoes from 4,500 years of history. So taking the sneaker is a really interesting microcosm, but it's a really great show, and we're excited to have her come and talk about that little piece of history.
And that one's free and open to the public. Do they need to make reservations?
No reservations are necessary for that. And that talk begins at 7 o'clock on March 2nd.
And then the next day.
So the next day's event is on March 3rd, and that lecture begins at 10:30. And the next day is really jam-packed because it's a ticketed event, and the tickets for that are $75. But what they get is a lecture that begins at 10:30, a champagne reception, and a luncheon. And the lecture for that day is really great because Elizabeth Semmelheck will be talking about a really wonderful item, and specifically about the high heel. The subject of that event will be To the Point, The Short History of the High Heel. And it will look specifically at the origins of the high heel, and most people would associate high-heeled shoes with with women, to be frank, but most people don't realize that the origin of the high heel was very masculine. It was developed in Persia in the 10th century to help men steady themselves when they were riding their horses. European men adapted this in the 16th and 17th centuries, and it wasn't until the 18th century that women started using high heels as a way of making their feet look smaller under their skirts. And sort of ever since that time, it became associated with feminine and with women. And Elizabeth is great because she's really fascinated with gender and sort of how footwear has sort of developed over time. And we're really excited to hear her talk a lot about that day.
This one happens on the 3rd, and how can they get their tickets?
To find out about this and both events, people can visit our website, textiles.fit.edu, and they can follow the links under our events tab at the top of the page. There will be a link specifically for Uncommon Thread, so they can click that to find out more about both lectures on Thursday and Friday. And then for tickets for the March 3rd event, which you do need to make reservations for, they can call our administrative office at 321-674-6129.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. It's all on our website, wfit.org.